The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Ray, I'm getting a lot of no's. I'm getting no's like all day, day. I'm getting no's. I'm saying pass the salt. They say no. Like, where's the bathroom? They say no. Like, I'm getting no's at every corner. What do I do? And so there's really a couple things that you can do, right? Number one, look at the alternative. What's the alternative of getting no's? Not asking anyone anything. Not seeing if anyone's open. So, okay, well, what's the result of that? If I don't ask if anyone's open, what's the result of that? No money, no change, no impact, no improvement, no, you know, ceasing of human suffering, no helping people have more energy, save on travel, lose weight, no impacting of anybody, okay? And so that's the alternative. The alternative to no's is, not getting anything. Not getting any results, not making any money, not getting any customers, not getting any reps. So you always want to embrace the alternative, because some people will say, Ray, I'm so frustrated, man. I'm just so mad that I'm just so angry. I keep getting no's. Well, what's the alternative? Don't build your freedom. Like, don't build your business. Don't build your empire. Now, the second thing is, what you lack in skill make up for in numbers. This is a concept I really embrace at the age of 18. So at 18 years old, I got a job at a telemarketing company. And, it was awesome. No, it wasn't. It was terrible, right? I was cursed out about 30% of the time. So where you got no's, I got cursed out, right? So people are like, F you, buddy, stop calling me. And I got cursed out about one out of every three calls. And by the way, I made up in numbers what I lacked in skill because I was making 450 calls a day. Now bring me a network marketer that's making 450 calls a day. Love to meet him. Yet to meet him. Haven't met him. Now, could someone make 450 calls in one day? Okay. I'm not saying that's not possible. I've yet to meet a network marketer that makes 450 calls a day. I just haven't. I don't know if it's level of hunger. I don't know. I mean, I think our phone plans are more equipped to do that many calls a day, but no one does it. Right. And so I made up for in numbers what I lacked in skill. And to do that, something magical happens. It's really magical. You stop giving a crap about the no's. You stop caring. You really like, no, like, okay, cool. Thanks, man. Hey there, this is Ray Higdon. Right. You stop caring so much about the brother-in-law that tells you no. You stop caring so much about your neighbor or the dry cleaner or the waiter, waitress. You stop caring. It's just not a big deal anymore. Once you're hearing, if I look back on a good week, I might make 45 sales. So if that's 450 times five. So that's, I'm not great at math. I failed some kind of math somewhere, but so let's see. So 450, so that's 900. So that's 1800. So that's 20. So I'm making 2,350 calls a week. And my best week would be like 45, 50 sales. I don't know what that is mathematically, but I don't think it's that fantastic. And so what you lack in skill make up for in numbers. And when you do that, when you embrace that, okay, and this is why I was so happy. And we're actually celebrating yesterday. We celebrated our 1 year anniversary of releasing Go for No for Network Marketers. I was honored to partner up with Richard and Andrea to co-author that book, Go for No for Network Marketers. Because when I was going for 20 no's a day, I just didn't care about no 17 or 18 or 19 or 20. I didn't care. It wasn't that big a deal. I wasn't, sad face. I didn't have a tear in my beer. I didn't go home and cry to mommy. And so, hold on one second. Hey, Jess, can you answer the door here, please? And so it just didn't really matter. It wasn't that big of a deal. And so it's something that if you're stuck, if you're frustrated, if you're overwhelmed, if you're confused, if you're disappointed, if you're depressed, if you're any of those things, hit some more numbers. Go get some more numbers. Go get some more no's, because what's the alternative? What's the alternative? Just lay in bed? Just lay on the couch? Just watch The Notebook over and over and over? What's the alternative? And I want to take it to this next level here, okay? One of the most inspiring people I've ever met in network marketing, he's a $1 million a year earner in his company right now, okay? $1 million a year earner. He got over 450 no's before he got his first yes. Now notice I didn't say 450 no's to his $1 million. I said 450 no's before his first yes. Before his first yes. So if you want to know how to get unstuck, go get 450 no's without complaining about it. Stop asking about how to get unstuck. And instead of trying to, you know, crack the code of getting unstuck, go speak to more human beings. Go ask more people if they're open without caring if they are or not. And that doesn't mean not caring about them. Doesn't mean not caring about their results, not caring about loving on them. It means not caring if they say yes or no. Stop being addicted to the outcome. And I just want to just try this on for size. And I've shared this a few times before. But Elvis, when he went to sing at the Grand Ole Opry, they told him to go back to being a truck driver. You'll never make it as a singer. Never make it. Charles Schulz, was his high school paper, high school paper wouldn't publish his work, and he couldn't get a job with Walt Disney, but then he goes on to create Peanuts, one of the most successful comics of all time. If those brilliant people, Sylvester Stallone, he came up with the movie idea of Rocky, and it was his baby, and he was dead broke, and he had a movie company offer him a large amount of money. They said, hey, we'll buy your movie from you, but you can't be Rocky, bro. That's not your role. We're going to have someone else. And he's dead broke. He's dead broke. Guys, you ready for this? You ready to hear about hunger? You ready to hear about really going for it? He pawned his damn dog. He sold his dog. That's how broke he was. Now I want to ask you, you're offered a large amount of money and told, hey, we'll buy your movie, right? You just can't star in it. You're not going to be the star. And you're so starving. You're so broke that you sell your best friend in the world. You sell your dog. That's hungry. He sold his dog. And do you know the person that bought him? After he had success, he went back to him to buy him. And I think he sold it to him for $10,000. Yeah, a little greedy, but he got his dog back. It's a true story. Look it up. You want to talk about hungry? I'm stuck. I've had a few no's. I just want to point this out. Elvis Presley, Charles Schulz, Sylvester Stallone. Why is it okay for them to struggle, but not us? Why is it okay for them to be broke, but not us? Well, Ray, I've gone 2 months of getting no's. This is baloney. This is malarkey, shenanigans, tomfoolery. Why is it okay for J.K. Rowling to be dead broke, on welfare, single mom, divorced, 5 years time from welfare to billionaire? Why is it okay for her to struggle? The creator of Harry Potter, you may have heard of it. It's a character in a movie, in a book as well. You may want to look it up. Probably haven't heard of it, right? Why is it okay for someone to be in welfare who's a genius? Not okay for us to struggle. Ray, I've gotten 2 months of no's, and this is baloney. Never going to work. Why is that okay? Why is that okay? But it's not for us to struggle. I don't regret being in foreclosure. I don't regret buying Wick cheese. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's got to be the 16-ounce blocks, right? I know about Wick cheese. I know about WIC cheese. I know about foreclosure. I know about, you know, dealing with creditors knocking on my door, calling me nonstop, switching their numbers because I started blocking them, right? I know about all that stuff. I just don't complain about it. I just stay focused on where I was going, not where I was. That's the difference. Why is it okay for Elvis to be told to go back to being a truck driver? Why is it okay for Walt Disney to be fired from the Kansas City Star because he lacked imagination? Why is that okay? Not for us, though. Ray, I'm working really hard showing people a video. Showing people a video? That's hard. Did you come up with a trademark or the patent? Did you come up with the supply chain management, the currency conversion? Did you create the comp plan? Did you go harvest the berries in Brazil? Did you go climb the Himalayas to find the salt water, right? You didn't do any of that stuff. You're literally pointing people. Hey, you open it, take it out. Oh, that's hard. Whoo, whoo-wee. Getting a bunch of no's. Whoo, hard. Are you serious? Are you kidding me? Felix Dennis, he's sitting in his loft. The roof is leaking into his loft in England. He takes his last piece of furniture because he's freezing. His teeth are chattering. He's so cold. He can't stand it. His bones are aching. He takes his last piece of furniture, breaks it apart, throws it in the fire to warm himself up. He's now worth $900 million, which is a lot if you think about it. He's the creator of Maxim magazine. He's the creator of about every magazine you've ever heard of. Why is it okay for him to be in a loft with a faulty roof, freezing, chattering his teeth, breaking his last piece of furniture to burn for warmth? But it's not okay for you to get some nose. It's not okay for you to be stuck. It's not okay for people not to see the opportunity. Come on. Why is it okay for them to struggle and not you? Guess what? Struggle's okay. No's are okay. Rejection's okay. You know why? Because it makes your story richer. Now, did I share any story? Hey, did you hear the story about the hedge fund kid that just woke up one day and he was rich? And everything came so easily. He rang this little bell and the silver platters came out and said, steak for you, sir. Right? He said, this will not do. Am I sharing that story with you? I'm not sharing that story with you because who cares? Who cares about the hedge fund kid with the silver platter? Who cares? How inspiring is that? It's not inspiring at all. So I hope you're ready for this. You won't like it. You won't like it. You're not ready for it. I hope you get massive rejection. Massive. Because it makes your story richer. Because it makes your success sweeter. Because it inspires more people. If I was on here and say, hey, I don't know what the problem with you guys is. I just waltzed into network marketing. I recruited my first 60 people and here I am. Millions. You'd be like, oh, great. Thanks for sharing, buddy. Thanks for sharing. So I hope your struggle story is strong. Because it makes your inspiration strong. Why should you have it easy when Sylvester Stallone didn't, when J.K. Rowling didn't, when Walt Disney didn't, when Thomas Edison didn't, when Colonel Sanders didn't? How come you have to have it easy? You don't have to have it easy. And if you do have it easy, you're just going to inspire fewer people on this planet than you could have. And so there you go, my friends. I know some of you aren't ready for this, and some of you are like, oh, I can't listen to this guy. He doesn't understand my problems. I understand your problems. It's how you're reacting to your problems that's the problem. It's not your problems. Foreclosure isn't the problem. Welfare, not the problem. Okay? Being on WIC, you know, using WIC checks, not the problem. Being on government assistance, not the problem. None of those things are the problem. Rejection, not the problem. It's how you react to the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem. You change the way you react to problems, you'll change your life. And guess what? You'll inspire a few people along the way. So I hope you got value from this. If you did, feel free to share, drop a comment, maybe tag someone. Who else needs to hear this? Is there anyone else in the network marketing profession that may need to hear at least that last rant? Tell them about it. Share it with them. Share it on your page. Tag somebody. I appreciate you guys so very much. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. If I don't see you, I appreciate you guys very, very much. And I know that I'm tough on you, but I'm giving you hopefully what you understand you need, not just being the shoulder to cry on, but telling you that you're tougher than you admit. You're tougher than you're willing to accept. And you, if you've gone through a lot of rejection, it's selfish for you not to create success. So go out there and get it. All right, later, guys.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.